In the news, Afghan government officials said Wednesday that Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. They say he died more than 2 years ago in Pakistan. A government statement said the findings were based on what it called credible information. The Taliban earlier this month said Mullah Omar is alive. In Washington, the Obama administration said it could not confirm the report that the Taliban leader is dead. U.S. lawmakers urged top administration officials Wednesday to provide details about the group that is to enforce a nuclear deal with Iran. The administration officials, including Secretary of State John Kerry, appeared before the Senate Armed Forces Committee. The officials urged the lawmakers to approve the nuclear deal. It was reached earlier this month at a meeting in Vienna, Austria. Congress has 60 days to review the Iran nuclear agreement. Members of the House and Senate have been questioning top members of President Barack Obama's administration. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday. A few hours before, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Turkish officials say the planes attacked shelters, storage structures, and caves in six areas. Two Zimbabweans arrested for illegally hunting a protected lion named Cecil appeared in a court in Harare Wednesday. The men, a professional hunter and a farm owner, are accused of helping American dentist Walter James Palmer hunt the lion. Zimbabwean police say they are looking for Mr. Palmer, who killed the animal. He reportedly told an American news broadcaster that he regretted the action and thought he was hunting the lion legally.